So, as you listen to this presentation, please listen to it as an invitation to a collaboration. What we're trying to do is develop a platform for a collaboration in the development of mobile apps and cloud computing to support small farmer agriculture. So the limitations of existing systems, first, they tend to be production focused and fail to consider the long-term implications of the production systems. Often, in fact, rarely soil and climate specific, unless we're talking about these very expensive precision ag. They're often technically and text-based in a way that farmers have difficulty interacting with them, and often proprietary. So we need a simple, open access, open data system that addresses sustainability and complements the commercial systems. We're not trying to compete, we're trying to complement these. Response I often get is, well, farmers already know how their soil works and their climate. And I would argue that yes, except when they move on to new soils, climate slopes, don't notice the slow impacts of soil degradation, want to try new crops and experience climate change. I've experienced this myself as a small farmer. The photographs on the left are from our 1 hectare pecan farm, flood irrigated southern New Mexico. I'm an applied soil physicist with a PhD. I've worked in the field for years. We bought this piece of land. I had no idea what to do, and I'm sorry, but the internet searches really didn't work very well. I'm still learning. So one of the challenges we face is that particularly in the developing world, soil maps are quite coarse. The new digital soil maps, soil grids, are getting better, but it's still predictive. And we have these incredibly strong contrasts that can make the difference between surviving and starving. Very nice example, within just one county in England, actually, someplace I wouldn't expect to have such water limitations since it's cloudy every time I go there. And yet, the percent of years when these three crops can be grown varies from 5 to 80%, depending on the crop and the soil. Okay, and this is just in one county in England. So the importance of understanding soil variability at the farm, at the field scale. So this is the system that we're developing. Basically, starting with a mobile app that is able to acquire an anomaly location that, as I will show you, leads the user through the process of describing the soil to the extent that we're then able to identify the soil. So we don't just take their soil profile description, we actually use that to match to a head-on description that's already up in the cloud. That then allows us to run models, identify management options, and support decisions. So again, Bruno did a very nice job of basically setting up exactly what we're trying to do in collaboration with a large number of cooperators. Obviously, this then goes back the other direction as well. We now have cloud storage of user inputs, including their management systems, that can then be shared back the other direction. So it's basically a platform for improved access to existing soil and climate specific, right, specific to their location, and the ability to share new knowledge. We want to make it easy, make it fun, make it interesting, and make it profitable. So just a few quick slides showing where we are right now. These apps are available for download off the Apple Store and also off of the Android, so Apple and Android both. There's also an online version that you can use that you can access through our website if you just want to enter the data, if you've collected it on paper and want to come back. The current outputs are fairly limited. It provides climate. It's actually one click to access the climate. For the area, so if you're traveling through an area you haven't been to before, you can click on this and it'll give you your climate, as well as plan available water holding capacity if you do describe the soil. 2017, we will be providing to the user in the pilot areas the soil profile, again that prediction based on their input, plus the cloud-based information, and then using algorithms, the relative potential production and soil erosion risk for a limited number of conditions, and then crop failure risk for drought. 2018, all these functions will go global, multiple crops, climate change scenarios, management options, and then user knowledge exchange, so building the ability for users to exchange knowledge both in kind of virtually, anonymously, and also directly. We also have another module within the Land PKS app called Land Cover. This allows you to record in rangelands, cover by plant structure, so tree. This is a 1 meter stick with 5 marks on it. This is a workshop participant in Ethiopia applying this to rangelands. We get height using the same stick, the proportion of the soil surface in very large erosion gaps, species density, and so forth. It can also obviously be used for crop residue cover. It's great for agroforestry systems for tracking these over time. In 2017, we already have this indicator summary that's provided immediately, and in 2017, we will be providing additional information, graphical trends, the kinds of things that, again, Bruno showed examples of. So additional apps and functions then that we'll be adding within the core system, and again, we welcome others to develop apps. We have APIs developed, so if somebody wants to develop an app that requires a certain amount of basic soil information, they don't need to create an app. They just have people click on our app, collect that information, use the API, pull that up in, and then, for example, generate fertilizer recommendations that are soil specific rather than just being soil map specific. Okay, and again, we've already put that investment cost in. It's open data, open access, USDA, USAID. But we will be developing some additional apps ourselves. We have a soil color app, actually, that I was just working on, a manuscript postdoc has completed, that will be added to Land Info, that will predict soil color based on a reference card plus the photograph. A crop monitor app, inputs, outputs. We're very interested in collaborating with the CG system. We're already talking with CIOT and ECRAF about what that should look like. Forage biomass, a livestock body condition score, and then also discussing collaborations on soil health and here in the United States ecological site. There's a data portal. You can click on this through landpotential.org. Immediate access to all of the locations that have been uploaded. And, of course, uploading occurs in background as soon as you have data access. So you don't need data access to collect the data. It automatically goes to the portal and becomes instantly available. You can also edit your data then after it's already up there. You can't edit other people's data, but you can edit your own. And then some limited data visualization tools will be improving those. So in summary, it's a suite of mobile apps. It's a system for storing and accessing user data. It's assisting for sharing data information and knowledge, so local knowledge. I also serve as the U.S. representative to the UNCCD on science issues. One of the big issues is how do we share knowledge globally? So we're working with the UNCCD on the Scientific Knowledge Brokering Portal, which is now the Knowledge Portal or something. Anyway, they've changed the name. But great tool for accessing sustainable land management, knowledge and information. Linked to WOCAT, for those that are familiar with that. A system for selecting relevant data, information, and knowledge. On my pecan farm, I can't wait till we get to the point where we're actually dealing with irrigated ag in the U.S. because I really want to use this thing to identify the knowledge that I still haven't found. And obviously for interpreting and applying it. Landpotential.org is this loose informal partnership that we have established with folks that are interested in contributing. And so basically what we've been doing is trying to minimize because it's open data, open access, minimizing bureaucratic requirements for participation. This is kind of an at-will group of organizations that are working together. Please, if you're interested at all, sign up for updates at landpotential.org. We don't spam, but about once a month we'll let you know that what's available in that timeline as it varies. And we're very interested in exploring joint funding and publishing opportunities. A lot of times, we don't even need to be in there as a funding recipient. We'll just help you get funding to basically use the tools that we're developing in collaboration. So with that, again, thanks very much to Ivan and Simit for organizing this. And a couple of recent publications, this one from the International Resource Panel, which for those that aren't familiar, it's like an IPCC, but for sustainability issues, basically looks at the opportunities to use land evaluation to sustainably increase production globally, looking at everything from existing tools like the Global Agroecological Zoning System that many are familiar with, onto some of these newer tools and so forth. So, thanks.
Thank you, Jeff. And we have 5 minutes for questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, we actually are a technology development project. We're not an implementation project. And so We're actually not working directly with farmers ourselves. We're trying to develop apps that almost anybody could pick up and use without instructions, so that the instructions are kind of embedded. A number of our partners are developing sort of educational modules and approaches, and we are certainly very happy to sort of help lead train-the-trainer type workshops. We don't actually expect, at least with the initial versions, that they will be widely adopted by farmers for the reasons that Bruno mentioned. We're kind of on this part of the curve in terms of adoption and so forth. But yes, these sort of facilitators, whether it's universities, extension, development projects, Peace Corps volunteers, those kinds of things. And if there's something that we can do to make our tools more accessible and usable by the organizations you're affiliated with, please, please, please contact us at contact@landpotential.org. And I mean, because we're focusing on the technology development side, we're really relying on a lot of these partners and more to really drive the design of this. Yeah, so right now we're trying to develop the core functions of this as requiring nothing more than a cell phone, a stick, and a shovel. Okay, and we're committed to that, because otherwise it becomes complicated and people can't access it. On the other hand, you can certainly use more complex tools to make the same measurements and then use this as the input tool. And again, because of the API, you can easily link that. So if somebody's already developing a test kit for soils and they need to know texture by depth, well, we spent, and I won't even tell you how much we spent a lot of money actually figuring out how to make it easy for people to figure out what their texture by depth is. So they don't need to take a soil scientist out there. People don't need to reinvent that. Use the API, develop your own app for your test kit, and then link those together. It's all in the cloud.
Data is not available, the soil mapping in any system, the weather data also. When I tried to do that for a particular farmer, let's say in Tanzania, I couldn't spend several days doing that. I'm using a crop simulation model like SAT. So I wonder, what is your approach using this system?
So what we're going to do is provide the basic input information that you need to make that prediction of fertilizer. So we will use the combination of user input plus those soil maps, not the map units themselves, but the map units plus all of the PEDON information associated with that, plus now an estimate of organic matter sometime in the next year or two in collaboration with ECREF to predict basically what those basic inputs are, right? And then running right now, we're just using EPIC because we need global sort of simulations, but DSAT additional models can then be used. So it's not that we're going to make the fertilizer recommendations precisely. We're going to provide that foundational information that can be used. And it's interesting, the language that Climate Corp used in a presentation an hour ago was surprisingly similar, which I thought was kind of interesting. Yeah, that's the idea. This is not a complete solution. This is the foundation.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thanks.